Good morning. What a blessing. I can't tell you how I've been blessed this morning. Wonderful Sunday school class there this morning. Beautiful singing. It's just been a joy to be with you this morning. I appreciate this opportunity. I had you a good speaker lined up. He very misfortunate couldn't be here. I called Brother Kevin. I said, Brother Kevin, I ain't got one speaker left. And I said, you're going to get the bottom of the barrel. So here I am there. It is joy with you. I hope you have your Bibles with you this morning. If you do not have a Bible, if you'll see me after service today, I'll see to it that you have a Bible. And I'm going to give you a few minutes because I want you to find your way to the book of Amos. Take you just a few minutes to find the book of Amos and chapter 8 as we go into that. Again, thank you for allowing me to be here. I've been doing this for a number of years, and I have never yet felt comfortable or felt adequate to stand in a pastor's pulpit. But I stand here today as a sinner saved by God's grace to do what I know He has called me to do and to share with you this morning. Now, we've talked all morning about, this is about the Gideons. Let me pause right here and tell you, this message today is not about the Gideons at all. All the Gideons are delivery boys. We deliver a message that we've been given to carry out to the world. What this message this morning is about is what our great God is doing with the placing of His word around the world there. So would you join me as we look in the book of Amos and the 8th chapter, and I'm going to read out of from the 11th verse. We're going to just read one verse this morning. Amos 8, verse 11 says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor of thirst or for water, but of hearing the word of God." The word of the Lord, words of the Lord. I believe that we're living in that famine today where it seems like people are just not interested in what God's word has to say. But yet then again, I get to see, as we get to go to these different places, little hands reaching out for a copy of God's word. It's a blessing. Would you join me as we go to the Lord in a word of prayer? We just want Him to ask Him to take over this service and take charge. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, as I stand here today, Lord, you pray that you'll use me any way you can. Lord, it's such an honor for me to be here today with these people. Lord, just to proclaim what you're doing with the placing of your word around the world. Thank you for this privilege I have this morning. For it is in your name we pray. Amen. God never gave up on me. Those were the words of Paul Nolan. Paul was the youngest of five children. Paul knew what it was to go to church. He had been carried all his life. Paul remembered, just as Brother Kevin said, when he was in the fifth grade, a Gideon came and gave Paul a little New Testament. Paul went on and he graduated from high school and he joined the United States Navy. And there standing in the induction center was another Gideon that handed him another New Testament. But the New Testament that meant the most to Paul, he found in a prison cell in Oklahoma City. You see, Paul had become involved in drugs and alcohol. Paul had attempted to buy illegal drugs from an undercover police officer. He was arrested and placed in jail. And in that jail cell, he was given a little Gideon New Testament. The difference was, this time Paul sat down and he read that New Testament. Amen. He read it from cover to cover. And Paul realized that he had separated himself from the love of God. And in a prison cell in Oklahoma City, Paul Nolan got on his knees and asked Jesus Christ to come into his life. Amen. He uses these words, "God never gave up on me." I'm glad to say today that God never gave up on me either. Aren't you glad today that God never gave up on you? Just a little bit of information about the Gideons. We are an association of Christian business and professional men, and we've got one goal and one goal only, and that's to see lost souls won to Jesus Christ. Now, you say, well, I thought the Gideons handed out Bibles. We certainly do that, but we use that as a tool to be able to share when we give out that Bible, to be able to say, this Bible tells you about a God that loves you so much, He sent His Son to die for you. It tells you the way of salvation. It gives us an opportunity to share the love of God with someone when we're able to do that. It's just like Michael Harrison. Michael Harrison and his group of Gideons were preparing to put hotel Bibles in a brand new hotel in Charlotte, North Carolina. Michael looked across as they gathered that morning, and he saw a man pushing a load of trash across the parking lot. He recognized this man because the night before he had seen another Gideon give him a little New Testament. Michael felt led to go and talk to this man. He went over and talked to him, found out his name was Sam. Sam had been in the United States about 2 years. Sam was from India. He had heard of Jesus Christ. He believed him to be a good man. But Sam did not know Jesus Christ in his heart. And there in a parking lot of that hotel, Michael took this little New Testament. In the back, it's got what we call helps. In time of need, time of trouble, times of doubt. And he was able to take those, and he led Sam to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ right there in that parking lot. Now, they still had a little problem. You see, even though they'd given Sam a copy, a little New Testament, Sam still didn't have a Bible that he could read in his language. He didn't have a Bible that he could share with his family. So they took out a little Gideon app. And he took this app out, and he downloaded on this app, you can download any copy of the version of the Bible in any language that you want. They took that and they downloaded a copy of God's Word onto Sam's phone so that he could have it there. You can have the same thing by going to this Gideon app and download that Bible. It is the easiest thing in the world to do, and I'll tell you exactly how to do it right quick. All you do is take out your phone, give it to your grandchildren, and tell them. I see y'all have some of the same problems with these electronic devices I do. It's very simple. Go to Gideon.org, and you can download a copy of the Bible. And how handy that is. We don't go anywhere without our phone, and we've always got God's Word right there with it. It's very, very beneficial there. The Gideons are an extended arm of this local church. Today we will receive an offering, and 100% of what you give today will go to purchase and place Bibles literally all around the world. We place them in the traffic lanes of life. We place them in the schools. Kevin, I'm glad, is thankful to say that we're still able to go to the schools, all three of our city and county schools, and hand out those Bibles in the fifth grade. I encourage you to make that a matter of prayer. There are counties right here in the state of Mississippi, some of them not very far from where we are today, that the Gideons are no longer allowed to go into the schools. Right here in the Bible Belt. I'm thankful that we're able to go in and hand out Bibles in our schools. We'll hand them out in our hospitals, our police and fire departments, our military, to be able to go in and hand out to these young men and women as they serve in our military. Hotels and motels. About 2 weeks ago, we were able to go through the what used to be the Pontotoc Inn. I think it's a different name now. But we checked, made sure those Bibles were there and they were in presentable shape. If they weren't, well, we could change them out. We give them out in our prisons, in our local jails. Yes, sir. And the thing that thrilled me the most, weekend four last, I got to see a picture, first time I'd ever seen it. Gideon's handing the President of the United States, President Bush at that time, standing in the White House, and sharing a copy of God's Word with him. That was a blessing to me until I saw the second picture, and that became more of a blessing. because President Bush gathered with those men and they were praying there in the White House. That's a blessing. From the schoolhouse to the jailhouse to the White House. Gideons are, as one man said, wherever the sun shines, Gideons are there working. We pass out those in some 200 countries, territories, and provinces in over 100 different languages that Bible is printed and passed out. Since the Gideons began their work in 1899, 2.4 billion copies of God's Word have gone out. Amen. You make that possible. It's not the Gideons. All we are the delivery boys. We deliver the message you sent to us. I never will forget the first year I joined the Gideons. They said they passed out some 84 million copies of God's Word. Not knowing a whole lot about how the Gideons operated, I couldn't imagine 84 million, anything's a lot to me. How could you hand out 84 million? I thought you'd have to haul them out there in a truck and dump them out to do that. But I have since found out it's done one copy at a time. One copy at a time. Every time your heart beats, there's two copies of God's Word. Go out and share somewhere around the world. Thank you for making that possible there. Excuse me. You may be asking today, what can I do to help? First thing I want to ask you to do is to pray. And I've already mentioned that we need open doors. We need to have the ability to go in and share God's Word as we go around. Pray for these hotel Bibles. One hotel Bible placed in a room has got the potential of reaching some 2,300 souls for the Lord in its six-year lifespan. And you say, why 6 years? The Gideons are the only organization I know of that encourages stealing. We love it when somebody takes that Bible. And they take it home and they read it. And it touches lives. That's the reason we go back in those hotels ever so often and check and make sure and replace them there. We love to go to our schools. How important is it that we go to our schools? I thought a few years ago we were getting ready to go to our schools and distribute Bibles, and we have to do it all together different than what we used to. They can't just walk in. Probably when you were there, they walked in and just handed you a Bible. Yes, today we have them on the table, and if a child wants them, they come and get them. But the thought went through my head, and I hope I'm wrong about this, folks, but I got to thinking, that little Bible that student takes home, there's better than a good chance that might be the only copy of God's Word in some of the homes in Pontotoc County. Now, that's a sad thought. I hope I'm wrong about it, but I don't think I am. I ask you to pray for open doors. I do ask you to give so that more Testaments can be bought. A little Testament like this is somewhere around a dollar and a half. I tell everybody it's less than a Coca-Cola and a pack of nabs cost you at a store this day and time. A hotel Bible like this, $5. We can get it printed and distributed or somewhere around the world that it can be reaching people there. So I do ask you to give. And again, 100% of what you give will go to purchase and place Bibles, distribute Bibles. Now, when I ask you to give, I'm not talking about your tithe. Your tithe belongs right here. You men, you know that money you got stuck back you don't think she knows anything about? That's what I've come after today. I ask you to give. I ask you to give above and beyond so that Bibles can be bought there. Then I ask you to use your memorial card program. And we're going to get you a rack down here with cards, if that's okay. In those cards, those racks, you'll find cards. Maybe someone has left this walk of life and they've gone on to be with the Lord. You want to do something for that family, you simply take one of these cards, fill it out, and tell them, write any note you want to, and tell them, say, I've donated a Bible in your loved one's name. I've donated 5 Bibles or 10 Bibles, whatever you want to give. Then there'll be a little receipt envelope inside that. Fill that out, put your return address on it, a stamp, and it's already addressed to the Gideons. They'll receive it there. I love, too, when a someone from my church, young person, graduates high school. I'm proud of them. I like to send a note and say, you've accomplished something big here. And to remember this by, I've placed a Bible in your name that'll be placed somewhere around the world in honor of this day. I do ask you to use that memorial card program there to help also. Brother Kevin, I want to thank you especially, sir. You have yielded your time to me, and that's not something I take lightly. I appreciate it. I want to close today by reading a couple of verses out of Isaiah. Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. Isaiah 55:10 says, "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, returneth not thither, but it watereth the earth, and it maketh to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." Verse 11, listen to this. It says, "So shall my words be that go forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I sent it." We never know today when we make that purchase to buy that Bible, how it'll affect. Somebody somewhere gave enough money to place a Bible in Paul Nolan's jail cell. Somebody somewhere gave $5 that placed a Bible in a hotel room. I encourage you today, send a copy of God's Word. Send a copy of God's Word. Thank you again.